I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Kids who had been disappointed by the lack of snow days this year have now gotten what they wished for and more. Schools that will, according to the governors of both Pennsylvania and New Jersey, be closed indefinitely. But with state laws that govern the education systems, how will the schools be able to meet legal requirements governing testing, grading, and attendance? They won't. More specific guidelines are expected to be released in the next few days on education continuity requirements, but this past week, the Pennsylvania legislature passed a bill that will waive the requirement that the school year must have at least 180 days, and the federal government has waived all standardized testing requirements during the pandemic. Parents are praying that by the start of the next school year, all legal mandates will be back on the books, and books will once again be in kids' hands. From Judge Technology Solutions, I'm Amy E. Feldman for KYW News Radio.